I'd now like to welcome our next speaker, who is a special guest here today. Because of the situation in Turkey over last night with the attempted and failed military coup, we have here today, representing DEMA, the Turkish and Kurdish community organisation, please welcome Oktay Shabazz.
Friends, brothers and sisters, before saying anything about the developments in Turkey, I just want to say what an amazing turnout and what an amazing show of solidarity between migrant communities and native communities. So well done, everyone. I think all the previous speakers before me have made it quite clear. By coming here today, we are not just standing against racism, but we are also standing against austerity. We are standing against privatization, and we are standing against all the inequalities which are taking place in our life in England at the moment. Obviously, as DEMAR, we want to continue being part of the movement here in UK. We want to be part of the anti-austerity, anti-racism movement in UK. But I'm afraid we are from a country where developments just don't stop. Every day something is happening and the developments are changing so fast. Our need and our desperation for solidarity with the people of England is growing every day. Now, last night, as Sami said, there was an attempted coup by a section of the military. And as a result of this, over 200 people have been killed or injured. The coup is to be attempted by some sections of the military, but so far we're hearing news that almost 3,000 soldiers have been arrested. This incident is a reflection of the clash in Turkey between the oppressive forces. This is not in the interest of the people of Turkey. The Erdogan, the current president, has laid a foundation for war and have declared war on all oppositions, whether it's the LGBTs, whether it's the trade unions, whether it's the environmentalists, and whether it's the people on the left. He's determined to take control of all the parts, and he wants to almost impose his rules. Now, on the night of 15th of July, the coup protests took over the state TV channel, TRT, and announced that they've taken over the administration of the government. On the other hand, the radio and the television regulator, Atatürk, under Erdogan's control, shut down broadcast of Hayat and Sesi and Halk TV, which are considered to be in the opposition. At the same time, the soldiers attempting a military coup raided another TV channel and newspapers. Friends, let's make it very clear. We in the Europe and people of Turkey say no to military coup and no to an authoritarian regime. We want a secular and democratic Turkey. Yeah. This conflict of competing interests between some sections of the military and the ruling AKP is not in the interest of people. We stand against these forces and raise the common demands of the people of Turkey for a secular, democratic and free country. And on this note, we ask you for solidarity to show with the people of Turkey. Thank you very much.